Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. So, I wasn't on last night's show. Normally, I'm on Thursday night, and that's because I was at the event that actually almost all Free Talk Live co-hosts were at. We were, a small percentage of the room.
It was amazing, that event. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I don't know how deep you guys got into it last night. Bonnie, you were on last night's show. I stayed there to kind of finish recording, and I did end up speaking at this. For listeners that don't know, we're talking about the New Hampshire Exit Constitutional Amendment, the idea of peacefully declaring independence from the United States and going our own way as our own, basically the nation of New Hampshire. And so that was a public hearing that was had. It was historic. Even one of the state reps who was against the bill had to admit it was a historic occasion to have that particular hearing. I don't know how deep you guys got into it because I was kind of on the way home.
We talked about it basically throughout the entire night, but I'm sure that you guys have more things to add since you guys were both also there.
Yeah, we were there. There was a rally that happened prior to it. There was a press conference as well.
Yeah,
it was
kind of like go to the press conference or the rally, and I don't think we got into it last night.
It was a good, for considering how cold it was, and it was freezing cold,
yeah.
At least it wasn't raining, but we didn't have any sunlight. With the way the buildings are and the way the sun is, there was it was all shade that we were standing in during the rally, so it was cold. Considering that, there were, somebody counted 100 people. I think that included people who showed up after the rally.
It was probably 100 people if you include everybody, even potentially some opposition. That were not a lot of opposition, but there was a few.
I'd say it was 50 roughly at the rally, and then the numbers doubled roughly for the hearing.
I counted roughly 80 supporters in the room. That doesn't mean that there weren't more. There were people who left early. So
yeah.
It was definitely probably close to 100 people in
the
hearing.
There were also some people who came to the rally who didn't go to the hearing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, some people had to go. They had to go to work
or whatever.
Just showed up for what they could and had to go.
I thought it was a pretty good turnout overall. There were more, and what's interesting is I think the makeup was very interesting. There were a lot more libertarians and free staters at that event. Like, I was shocked at how many of us actually showed up. I was actually expecting it to be mostly conservatives and libertarians being in the minority.
I'm really happy about
and
that.
Mostly because there were conservatives who were rallying their troops, or at least that's what the impression I got. And then it was like three conservatives showed up, and almost everybody else was like a libertarian.
Yeah, and the people who showed up were the people who were supposedly doing the rallying. They were kind of group leaders in New Hampshire, but they didn't have much of their troops
no,
to back them up.
No,
which was interesting.
And that's why I'm like, wow, we got almost 80 libertarians to show up to an event.
That alone is unprecedented.
Yeah, like I don't think I've ever seen that. We've had some 420 rallies that had been pretty big too.
But most of those are locals.
Most
of the people that go to the 420s are locals.
Right.
Even in Keene, when we had
this had a really good wide distribution of libertarians that came from all over. And
yeah. Even in Keene, when we had epic level 420 rallies.
Years ago, yeah.
When it was over 100 to 120, 130 people, I only counted 30% libertarians. The rest of them were all townies. They were all just locals. We can dig into this because there's actually more to say beyond what happened yesterday. There's also been an update today because the committee that heard the bill voted on it today, so we can talk about that. And I've got the audio from their discussion, which I definitely think is worth playing because it's ridiculous. But let's go first to Sam. He actually called up here before we started the show tonight in Ohio. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on, it seems like everybody I keep talking to keeps saying that there's no COVID vaccine reactions, but yet you guys keep reporting that there are some. So So I just kind of find that interesting.
Yeah, there's an entire website that offhand I don't recall what it's called, but it's devoted to collecting people's stories and reports.
Yeah.
There's, of course, the VAERS system, which is the voluntary vaccine reporting
their
system.
It's probably because they're down. They want you to get the shot, so they're downplaying the seriousness of some of the effects. My partner got a shot, and one of them anyway, and he
only once, or did he get two?
Oh, no, he only got once. He wouldn't do it again.
Really?
And yeah, he had some pretty I don't want to say serious consequences. Like he didn't end up in the hospital or anything, but yeah, I mean, it was bad enough. It was bad enough. It was, yeah, it made him sick. And, it was, I don't know if I would say it was as worse as when he's also gotten COVID a couple of times.
Oh.
And there's been different variants. So some of them have definitely been not that big of a deal, and others have been pretty bad. So, I don't know. I would say it was as bad as like the worst strain that he got of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But it was bad enough where it wasn't worth getting a future shot and risk getting and going through it again. He would rather have COVID than or risk getting COVID again than getting the shot. So it definitely,
I read an article the other day. It's on EmilyBurns.vote, and it's her article, Farewell Boston, May We Meet Again Soon. And she's running for some kind of office in Massachusetts, and she compiled the most data I've ever seen that was like comprehensive charts about the fact that the vaccines at least just don't work. And I was really, it was really shocking to be able to see that because a lot of places, you know, they'll post something like that and it'll get censored or fact checked or whatever. And I don't know, it doesn't get passed around, but that showed up in my feed. And if you look that up, it's talking about how she is leaving Boston because of the mandates, even though she's vaccinated.
Hmm.
But she put together so much information. I don't know what political side she's on. It's not like I'm saying, oh, vote for her or anything like that, but it's EmilyBurns.vote.
Yeah, I don't really know a lot of people who have gotten the shot around here.
Go ahead, Sam.
I mean, honestly, I got it because I was afraid, like, they would limit your travel over it. But, I mean, at the same time, I don't think that they should be mandating people who don't want to take it to take it.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like you basically are coming at it from the same perspective that kind of Bob, my partner, came at it from, and he didn't necessarily want to get the shot, but he was like, they're gonna make you get it anyway, so I'm just gonna do it because I want to go and do events and things, and of course I don't think he actually has gone and done any events, but. Yeah, same kind of perspective.
And, of course, the studies, there are plenty of studies. There was just another one recently showing that the natural immunity that you get from having and defeating COVID and surviving it is more effective than any of these vaccines.
Yeah, I'm older. I'm a little older than the Bob, and I didn't get it as bad as, you know, Bob has gotten. And he's in, I don't say he's in better shape, but he's probably in a little bit better shape. I mean, I certainly don't eat anywhere near as healthy as he does, so.
I just want to give you another example here, Sam, since you'd asked about where to find this stuff, and I wish I could remember the website, but an old friend of the show, old co-host, Sam Dodson, he is posting actively every single day on Twitter, linking to other people's posts about the consequences, ostensibly, right? Because the thing is, you can't say for sure that the health problems that people are suffering at age 20 or 30 or whatever, when they're otherwise very healthy adults, you can't say for sure it came from the vaccine. But here's one example. He posted this one earlier today, or no, I guess it was a few days ago, from someone on Twitter whose name I can't say on the radio. It's Amy Says F's, or F a lot. She posts, she looks very young here in this photograph. She can't be any older than 30. She says, I'm fully vaxxed and boosted as of 3 months ago. No positive COVID test, but may have had it. Having heart palpitations the past 6 weeks, and it's getting worse. Now happening 6 to 8 hours total per day, and sometimes it's hard to breathe. she says. And so to his handle, by the way, on Twitter, if you want to follow him, is To The Lifeboats. That's our old friend Sam Dodson, at To The Lifeboats, T-O The Lifeboats.
Yeah, that sounds kind of what I've experienced, I think, and Bob has experienced, too, a little bit. Not for, like, 8 hours or anything like that, but probably, like, no more than, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, just, I mean, so many examples of, like, sports athletes collapsing on the field. You don't normally hear about that happening, and now it seems to be happening quite a bit. There's so many examples. Thank you, Sam, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The stories are out there. They're just not getting reported in the mainstream media. It's just usually somebody posting on...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
podcast here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio here tonight. And as always, you can bring up whatever you want. I do want to say thanks to Ken Doyle, who is a platinum member of our AMPS program. We launched AMPS to replace the old AMP system, which was unfortunately shut down due to some website technical difficulties, combined with the fact that our credit card processor decided they didn't want to do business with us anymore. After more than a decade of no issues whatsoever, all of a sudden they dropped us. And so we launched our AMPS Patreon, which is going well. We've got over 70 people who signed up for it, so thank you to everybody who's joined over there. And Ken Doyle is a platinum, which means he's contributing at least $25 a month. We only ask for $5, so thank you, Ken, for going above and beyond the request over over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, you get some benefits from doing that, and it helps us advertise, market, promote, support Free Talk Live. It's amps.freetalklive.com. So before we had a caller there, we were talking briefly about what happened yesterday. And as I was saying, Bonnie, you were on the show last night, so I'm sure you guys did some recapping of what was a three-hour-long hearing. And so, I mean, it was pretty lengthy. It started at 3:30 in the afternoon. We got out, you know, just before 7 in the evening. And there were... You counted 80 people in the room, Chris, and that included the people with the masks on, right?
Yeah. I mean, there was only like three or four of the...
Yeah.
Okay, three or four, maybe.
There was like three or four people in there.
I counted each row, basically, mm-hmm. and then added up all the people on the sides that were sitting there. I did not count... That doesn't include the committee hearing people or anybody that was basically around the committee hearing people, because I just assumed that those were people who were like...
Bureaucrats.
Yeah, the bureaucrats, and I was mostly concerned about counting our supporters.
So one of the things I immediately noticed last night when I walked into the room is that half the committee wasn't there. The seats were half empty. These are 20-plus people. Like, there's usually 20 to 22 people
21,
on a committee. Yeah, there's at least 21.
And they left every 5 minutes to go to the bathroom anyway. There was a lady, the lady with the mask on at the far right. She left like three times. Like,
I think she's from Keene.
Yeah, and she's the Keene one, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they have to take a phone call, sometimes they have to go to the bathroom.
All the time. They don't have to listen to the community people talking about why they don't want them to impede on their liberties and change the way that they're living their lives.
At least they were there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would be less critical of that. I think really, honestly, like, just the fact that nobody shows up is like, you're supposed to be representing, you know, your people, you know, you got people you're supposed to be representing, and you're doing a poor job of it if you're not showing up to the hearings.
They all did a poor job of it because they all voted against letting the people vote on this constitutional amendment.
The surprise.
Every single person, except I'll say four people that spoke in favor of them voting for it and giving great reasons, a million great reasons.
And of the people who spoke against it, three of them were state reps. So there was really only one person in the audience who spoke against the provision. Everyone else who was not a state representative spoke in favor of voting for this constitutional amendment that would allow the people to vote on this. That's all the question was. It wasn't, are you in favor of independence? It was, are you in favor of allowing the people to have their say? And no, they are not. As you revealed, Bonnie, 21 out of 21 people voted today, this morning. We've got the actual audio that I can bring up here because the discussion is interesting from a, you know, facepalm kind of position. It's just ridiculous what these people have to say for their reasons.
Is it fair to get into the reasons, some of the things that they said? Because
you can talk about what you heard last night, and then we'll play
one of the things that, you know, they kind of were talking about during a hearing is how it might be treason for them to vote to allow the people to vote on independence.
Yes,
and
that's what he says.
I wouldn't really have been able to say this during the hearing, I suppose, but one of the things I really wish somebody had responded with is, you know, well, if you don't think you can support it, that's fine. Step down and, you know,
we'll replace you.
We'll replace you. Yeah, right. With somebody who feels who has no problem with voting, you know, voting on this.
But
honestly,
that's ultimately what he was trying to scare the rest of the state reps with. This is one of the state reps who did quote unquote
right.
research about this.
It was terrible.
On the stand for 27 minutes yammering about this during the hearing yesterday. He was trying to scare them into thinking they would be removed from office if they voted for this.
And it's really sad to see that these people just blindly followed the words of some guy saying that he spoke to the experts saying mm-hmm. that they will get charged with treason if they vote on this. Just you know, that was all it took for them. They didn't do any of their own research at all.
No.
It was all third-party stuff that they basically were spouting off. It wasn't... There was even somebody there at the... What was it? The press conference who was a constitutional scholar, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the expert scholar that Brody DeShays spoke to.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. That's the thing I just kind of want to point out. It's like... you know, it's amazing that it's like, okay, so you're going to basically, this guy who doesn't really know what he's talking about, you have him up on the stand and you present him as almost like this expert.
Yeah.
And he did research in quotes. It's like, okay, what, did you spend 5 minutes on the internet? Did you even read the amendment?
He didn't even really research on
it. It didn't sound like he had even read the constitutional amendment that was proposed.
It didn't. And I don't believe that he actually went in research to decide if it was constitutional or not. I believe that he had an idea in his head that he was going to tell people that this is not constitutional and went in. Found the most convoluted ways to try to twist the Constitution's words to make it seem like
what
that. Because if he doesn't believe that, then he is an... I mean, if he really believes what he was saying, he's an idiot. And I don't believe he does. I think he's a manipulative liar.
What it sounded like he did is he went and he searched out this this sort of issue on the internet. And he read some basically propaganda pieces produced by the media. And he didn't actually, like, consult anybody who knew anything about this at all. It was just, you know, reading a few articles.
Yeah, and he's going to be one of the primary people who is in this video from today. So that last night, just for people that aren't familiar with the process, last night was the public hearing. So anyone who wanted to could show up and speak in favor or against this particular piece of legislation, which, again, would put on the ballot a constitutional amendment question of should we declare independence from the United States peacefully and form our own nation, basically. That was what the hearing was last night. It was in front of a committee of what was supposed to be 21 people, but I didn't count more than 9 at any point in that hearing. There's just people just didn't show up.
I wasn't even clear exactly who there was on the committee and who wasn't. There was 3 people who talked on the committee out of 9, but I guess not everybody was allowed to talk.
No, the only person who wasn't allowed to talk was DeShays, who had given a speech.
Uh-huh.
And so there's some sort of rule that says he can't ask questions because he had his turn basically to say his thing.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But yeah, anyone who was sitting behind a desk at the front of the room was a state representative.
Okay. So there were like 4, I guess there were 4 people who asked questions, I think. And then the rest of them that were there
just
were,
listening.
I guess, state reps, but they just listened.
They're not obligated to ask questions.
Right.
So then this morning, the full committee, everybody was there this morning, no problem. They all showed up and voted on this particular bill. Now, it's just the committee, so now it goes to the state house. The committee voted 21-0 to kill the bill. But they can't kill the bill. All they can do is recommend that the full house kill the bill. And so now it will go in front of a full house vote, and it will be recorded, meaning that every single vote, we will have a record of who votes how on this particular bill. And we're going to put that to good use. There's more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID Omicron variant surge is starting to decline in some parts of the United States. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. However, she warned that the surge is far from over. During that same COVID briefing, Walensky was asked about the definition of fully vaccinated. She says they are making some smaller changes to their vaccination status guidance.
Right now, we're pivoting our language. We really want to make sure people are up to date. That means if you recently got your second dose, you're not eligible for a booster, you're up to date. If you are eligible for a booster and you haven't gotten it, you're not up to date, and you need to get your booster in order to be up to date.
President Biden spending some time at the White House Friday addressing the Conference of Mayors 90th winter meeting, the president commending them for their service. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Friday, close to 50,000 pro-life advocates bundled up and took to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the 49th annual March for Life. The organization's president, Jeannie Mancini, kicked off the event.
We march today in defense of human rights and to celebrate the dignity and worth of every human life, because equality begins in the womb.
This year's event comes as a conservative majority on the Supreme Court is considering overturning Roe v. Wade.
We know that it has taken a great deal of work from all of you over the past 48 years to bring us to this one moment in time.
That's Republican Congressman Julia Letlow of Louisiana. Hollywood stars taking to social media to pay tribute to comedian Louis Anderson after he died Friday morning. Anderson dying at the age of 68 following a battle with blood cancer. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We're talking about the New Hampshire Independence Constitutional Amendment, the historic hearing that happened last night. Probably the first time in, well, basically the history of New Hampshire, maybe in many states, since the Revolution, that the people have had the chance to speak to their so-called elected representatives about independence. And so that happened last night. And we'll talk more about what happened today, where that very committee who heard the, you know, heard the very different testimony last night voted 21-0 to try to kill the bill. And we will dig further into that coming up here in moments. Also want to let you know about Freedoms Phoenix. That is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and precious stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go to Anita calling from New York. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
All right, cool. You can hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Awesome. Well, I was just wondering, you guys really voted to gain independence?
That was not on the ballot yet. The idea is to get that on the ballot here in New Hampshire. So we're going through a constitutional amendment process, and first it has to go through the state house.
I was talking with my friend about that earlier, because New York, when, you know, all the states every year petition to see from the union, I remember he put it in a way of, I ghostwrite the whip and the sticks.
It's really hard to hear you right now.
He's saying something that is some kind of a meme, it sounds like. I don't think that actually had anything to do with whatever it was he was.
It just sounded like he's getting far away from his phone. I couldn't understand what he was
saying. Thanks for the call. It was pretty lame. 603-283-6160 is the number. So back to the discussion here. We were all in attendance last night. The state reps clearly were quite ignorant last night regarding the amendment. It's very short. Okay, so it's not like a lot of bills where it's pages long, right? Like you have to try to figure out.
Super short.
You're just now getting into this, Bonnie. You're doing some bill review, or you're going to be doing some bill review for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And some bills are short. Some of them are a couple pages long. But in most cases, you usually have to, like, compare the bill to what the old statute said, and you've got to go back and forth and see what one of the things changes versus the old. And it gets very confusing and convoluted.
Yeah.
This bill, this amendment, not confusing at all. It's like two sentences long. And
what's funny is you really have to wonder sometimes if these guys know how to read.
Yeah, I mean, the main guy, I don't remember his name, the main committee head,
yep.
He just couldn't read anybody's name. He read the name Caleb as Celeb.
Celeb, yeah.
Oh, my God. He read everything wrong.
Names are... I'll give him some leeway in the names department.
But Caleb is like an ancient name. That's just one thing I just thought was crazy. Well, also, I mean, Aria Demezio is one thing.
Caleb is not that hard, but yeah. Certainly some others
were.
He used
to work with Caleb because Caleb's a former state representative.
It was just shocking how many times he did it. That's all. It's just, I was like, wow,
He's old. I can't read. He's very old. A lot of these people are very old, which is good for us. Right?
Yeah, because people pass away.
Right. They're going to go away at some point.
Even if we lose.
New Hampshire, I was just going to read this and see if it's too confusing for you, okay? Here's what it says. This is what would appear on the ballot if this thing passed. Are you in favor of amending the first part of the Constitution by inserting, after Article 7, a new article to read as follows? Quote, Article 7A, Independent Nation, in brackets. New Hampshire peaceably declares independence from the United States and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation. All other references to the United States in this Constitution, state statutes, and regulations are nullified.
That's it?
That's it.
It was so annoying last night because somebody came up and asked the question. It was one of the old reps. He came up and asked a question of the reps that are currently serving. So if we put this in, would that mean that we would have references to the U.S. Constitution that would be directly against what the fact that we were a new independent nation? And I literally just want to scream. Did you not read the bill?
That's right.
The bill says that all references to the... U.S. Constitution would be gone.
I don't think these people understand. This is kind of disturbing, but they don't understand how, like, the law works, right? So the newer stuff supersedes the older stuff, and this is normal procedure. You don't repeal old law generally. You pass new law that then supersedes the old law.
But you wouldn't have to know that. You would just have to be able to read and have read two sentences.
Right, but he's talking about conflicts, but there isn't a conflict because the new law supersedes the old law, and the new law removes the or changes the old law, so it's no longer the case once you pass the new law.
It would be nice if people we elected to represent us at least knew that, but I wouldn't expect that. But I do expect them to know how to read.
Yes, and...
You know, but I have to wonder if this wasn't just intentional manipulation, right?
Yep.
They're pretending like they don't, like, you know, as if.
I think they're just that ignorant. Yep. I think
they really are.
Think
they're that ignorant.
I go back and forth, Chris. Sometimes I think it's them pretending to be dumb. I kept saying that.
Right. I mean, I know that, you know, some people do have to understand that our legislature is made up of, I don't know if the word is like lay people or if that's
quite these the are not word. Professionals right. in that they're, you know, experienced legislators. These are average folks who have some other kind of career or they're retired. And they're getting paid $100 a year plus a gas stipend to be there. It's basically a volunteer role.
They don't represent a lot of people. 3,300. I think what was it? Somebody. I think we had a conversation with somebody in California where it's like 330,000 or something. Like
that wouldn't surprise me.
He couldn't understand like that's how many people like one of their reps represent, and he couldn't understand it. Like the 3,300 number, he's thinking 33,000 or 330,000 or something. Like he just couldn't comprehend it because just there's that's
well for some people it's priceless just to be able to be called honorable by other people.
Oh yeah, they're into
honorable
the power. Even though there's not a lot of power in one out of 400 because there's 400 state reps here, they are into it. So let's jump into this audio because we're already kind of addressing some of the things that's going to come up here because you know Brody Deshaies is the main character in this. He's the young guy who did all this supposed research and talked to the supposed experts and rambled for half an hour. Like he rambled for a good tenth of the entire thing, if not longer. No, I guess a sixth of the entire hearing last night. And he goes off again with his usual spiel. But the full committee's here for this. This is what happened this morning.
And here it is. To the Constitutional Amendment, concurrent resolution 32. Representative
Deshaies. That man doesn't know English. The Constitution Amendment.
Well, he's old. I mean, so you do
have
to give somebody credit.
He's not that old. He's not 90.
He's
looks like he's
in
his 70s, maybe.
Yeah.
He's not 90.
Well, I mean, men in their 70s are going to die, most of them. So, I mean, this guy's
if you make it to 70, man, you're over the hill.
Yeah, it's anyway, going on.
Got a motion to make.
I'd rather criticize his ideas.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'd like to motion ITL on CACR 32.
All right, so the code there, ITL, stands for inexpedient to legislate. That basically means he's moving to kill the bill. Now, again, their recommendation isn't final. It just goes on to the full House, and then the full House decides what to do with it.
We have a motion to ITL on 32, Constitution Amendment 32. We have a second. Representative Rawlins seconds the amendment. And would you like to speak to your ITL?
Yeah, I'll be brief. I mean,
No, he won't.
Committee, you know, for people that were in committee yesterday, committee asked me questions for probably about 27 minutes straight. And but they were good, and it was a great, stimulating conversation.
This is Deshaies?
This is Brody Deshaies. He's a young, very young member of the State House.
He's 23.
He's also one of the worst-rated Republicans. So the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, we've talked a lot about how they do a rating of all 400 state reps every year, and they judge them based on how they vote on key issues of freedom. This guy's like a C or a C-minus
yeah,
rated rep.
The way that they grade Cs is it would be an F when I went to high
school.
Because he got a 57.1%.
Yeah.
That's a C.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a bad Republican. Probably the worst Republican.
He's one of the worst ones in the Republican Party. Now, there's a lot of Democrats who are worse than he is, but we're going to continue here. He's just getting started in his critique of New Hampshire independence. He's going to do his best to scare his fellow state representatives who might support this into going with him and going against the bill, which they all ended up doing.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Over at freetalklive.com. And we do have a social media site there over at social.freetalklive.com. It is our site. We run the thing. It is on our server. It's not being controlled by a big tech mega media corporation like Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. So you have a lot more freedom to speak on social.freetalklive.com. Head on over there and you can follow hosts from the show and other liberty-minded folks who happen to be signed up on the site. But you don't have to be liberty-minded. You can be whoever you want over at social.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian.
It's Bonnie.
Chris. So we're just getting started into what is going to be a 24-minute long discussion between a group of cowards calling themselves state representatives. And one in particular, there were at least two, actually, that spoke to Alu Axelman from the Liberty Bloc, and he's also the president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. They told him verbally that they would support this bill, and then they didn't. So why is that?
Typical liars, politicians.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, they say, cowards. They say what you want to hear to your face, and then they hope you won't see what they actually do.
Well, we did see.
And most people don't. Most people don't see what the politicians do after they tell them something. They just believe what they said they were going to do. They assume they did it.
There's one nice thing that has come out about because of all the COVID restrictions was that during the COVID initial situation in 2020, they wired the State House up for video. And yeah, so that
huge improvement
is a huge improvement. Now, the video feed can be a little janky. You know, it is the government, so they
it's an improvement when they were forcing it to be the only way people could come into
No, that's true, Bonnie. You're right. But now they are having the in-person hearings again, so we're sort of back to normal, basically, in the State House with the Democrats usually wearing masks, but otherwise, you know. And it's funny, too, because it's quite clear.
Yeah, you can identify.
you can usually identify, but not always. There was one guy on the Criminal Justice Committee who's just really old, a really old Republican, and he had a mask on. But usually it's the Dems. They all sit on the same side of the room together, all with their masks. But what was funny, because it was obvious that it's just a political statement. Right, because there's this one young Democrat on this committee that we were in front of last night. She's apparently from Keene. She can't be older than 35 or something like that, maybe 40. She's got a mask on, and the chairman of the committee, who doesn't have a mask on, comes up next to her, leans down next to her, and was like whispering to her something in the middle of one of the speeches that somebody was giving. So he's well within the 6 foot radius or whatever it is, 6 foot restriction. And she just lets him. She doesn't say anything. She doesn't turn to him and say, "Stand back."
It's a political statement.
That's all it is.
It's just a political statement.
Yeah, clearly. All right, so back to the video here. We're starting out with Representative Brody Deshaies, who is a vehement supporter of the empire. He's the guy that we read the letter from a few days ago on the show where he is attacking New Hampshire independence, and so he's going to try to convince all the reps to go with him and shoot this bill down.
Sat here for 3 hours and listened to testimony, but we have to remember about the testimony that we heard yesterday.
Did
Poor
he listen,
him.
Though?
He,
did
he sat actually, there for 3 hours.
Yeah, did he actually listen? I don't think so.
No.
Is the constitutional ramifications were not touched. Even the people who did them
were not touched. Huh. I'm pretty sure I specifically... I mean, there were other people who spoke to the Constitution, but I'm pretty sure during my speech, I specifically addressed the constitutional ramifications and specifically talked about how Deshaies, because I addressed him during my speech, that he ignored the fact that the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution essentially says that unless something is specifically outlined in the Constitution... then that right is left to the states.
It's amazing how the people who are attracted to power, they're attracted to become representatives, a large portion of them are liars. Like that's the type of personality
you have to expect it,
that you know that gets elected, unfortunately. If you tell the truth or you're not good at lying, you don't get elected.
Right.
or you don't seek election.
Let me go on. So he's lying here. We absolutely addressed the concerns.
Mental gymnastics regarding how the economic and the logistical situation could be remedied.
Mental gymnastics. I mean, people up there, I think I was one of the ones that was the most just emotional and just saying things from the heart. Most people that went up there had very well written, very well put together and researched speeches. There was no mental gymnastics.
What? Nope. And it's actually kind of interesting to call it mental gymnastics because their own, their side, I guess, so to speak, actually, they had basically come out with something that said that and this is in regards to whether or not New Hampshire would be better off financially because of the money that the federal government gives to New Hampshire and
it gives back to you.
Right. So,
which is something he ignored during his speech. He just acted like all this money comes in. Where'd it come from? Right.
Well, and this actually I think might have been an article.
Okay,
that was written by that perspective.
Right, mm-hmm.
And they even acknowledged that it's not. So the libertarians would effectively say something to the effect of, we would end up wealthier, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But according to their own stats that they were looking at, now they kind of cherry-picked this kind of stuff, but it actually showed that it didn't have a negative effect, okay? So it showed some years we would be doing better, and some years we might be doing a little bit worse, but more or less, it's at least...
Which is BS.
Right, it's at least we wouldn't be any worse or any better.
That's
right?
It would be so much
and that's,
better off.
That's what they're... Well, I agree with you, right? Yeah. But... if you listen to what they are saying, like when they actually bring out the numbers, right, from their perspective, they're already saying that it's not it's not any better or worse. Meaning, like this whole idea that we would somehow
be destitute,
right? Because they're suggesting that if we somehow break away, that we would be destitute, or you know, we would go under, or we would our society would collapse, or something, or our government would collapse. And there's no evidence of that. Even their own statistics counter that.
Like Carla Garrick mentioned, the average household, if not the average person in New Hampshire, gives $25,000 to the federal government every year in taxes.
Yeah. Think what you could do with an extra $25,000.
A lot.
That's a down payment on a house.
Yes. Yeah. They $25,000 is like. That's nothing. I mean, between my income taxes and tariffs and people,
but you're a business owner.
I'm a business owner.
About the average,
right? But here's the thing. Here's what I want to point out. I see it, you know, in my business. I see that $25,000 tariff. You know that, you know, if we get a, you know, truck of Wi-Fi adapters in or something like that. But people don't understand that when, you know, a year ago we were charging $34.97 for a Wi-Fi, one particular Wi-Fi adapter. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a $25,000 tariff on that now. That we
25%
or 25%. That was 25%. So $25,000 was like $100,000 worth of Wi-Fi adapter somewhere around there, right? And when we had the $25,000 tariff, it's like, okay, well now what do we do? Because we can't
keep raise the
same price. It's so it went from 34 to 30. I think we went from 30. We didn't even raise it as much as we should have. I think we went from 34 to 39.
So you ate it a little bit on profits.
Right. But that doesn't mean that there's not other price hikes on other products to compensate for that.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So you're still ultimately ended up, what it means in the scheme of things is if you take a look at, like, if you went to a Walmart store, basically the prices in, and this is a statistic that Walmart gave out at some point at a press conference of some kind, and when they instituted the 25% tariff, Walmart said that prices rose across the store by about 13%.
Wow.
Because the reason for this is because not everything is tariffed. It's tariffed goods are things that are manufactured outside the United States. So that's why you're not seeing
a 25%
raise in prices. You're only seeing a 13% raise.
Right.
But that effectively is 13. You're making 13% less. You know, your money's going 13% not as far as it
when
used to.
When you go buy electronics
right,
at Walmart.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And something I want to point out is this is not inflation. This is, well, I mean, this is not the inflation that we talk about when we talk about, you know, inflation, right?
That's right.
So
but this is a cost that the consumer has to bear.
Right. So,
and that would be gone in a free New Hampshire.
Exactly. Exactly. And it would make our business more competitive if we were independent, because, and not just my business, actually all of New Hampshire business would be more competitive, because not only would we get rid of the tariffs, we would also end up with a simpler sales tax system. Because, so New Hampshire itself doesn't have sales tax.
Right.
But because of recent Supreme Court rulings, New Hampshire or U.S. Supreme Court rulings, every single business now has to collect taxes, even if they don't operate in the state.
Right. But if you're part, if you're not part of the United States anymore,
right. So
it's not your responsibility.
Exactly. If we operated from Canada, we don't have to deal with any of that.
Right.
It's literally they're incentivizing people to move their businesses outside the United States.
Yep, that's right. We got more coming up here. More from this hearing this morning. I guess hearing's not the right word, but executive session, as they call it, where the state reps sit around and they talk about why they're going to kill New Hampshire independence and why they're just a group of cowards. We'll talk about it. They'll give us plenty of stuff to discuss. You're, of course, welcome to join in. The number 603-283-6160. But this doesn't end here. This is just their recommendation, and then it moves to the...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.